So if you missed Monday Night Raw or last Friday on Friday Night SmackDown, you missed one hell of a draft, but I've got the names and the draft picks for all the rounds that took place on Friday and Monday, and I've also got the one and the only backstage WWE talk. Stay tuned. So here's a small segue from Monday Night Raw when it came to Braun Strowman and Tyson Fury.
Last week I was here minding my own business. Braun, he tried to make me look like a fool. I wound up getting chucked out. So tonight I'm here to demand an apology.
I was messing around trying to have a little fun with you last Friday on SmackDown. That is until I saw the way you looked at me, like you wanted a piece of this. And that's why I gave you a little present in Dolph Ziggler. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but when security was dragging your ass out of that building, I was saying, let him go. Because I promise you, the last thing you want is to get in my ring. You have no idea what I'm capable of. I will literally eat you for lunch.
Well, it's a good job that those security did jump on me and take me out, because I'd have got in this ring and I would knock you out.
That's where you're mistaken, my friend. It'd be you laying on your back staring up at the lights, and not for some slow 10 count like the last time you fought Wilder.
I'm a heavyweight champion of the world. How many heavyweight titles have you won?
Now here's after the collision in the ring with Tyson Fury and Braun Strowman. Here's the interview.
Braun, now that you've shared the ring with Tyson Fury, how has your opinion changed of him?
I tell you what, Tyson's a tough son of a but he's gonna get these damn hands morphed over done with!
He said he was coming to Monday Night Raw to demand an apology from you. He didn't quite get it. Will he get one in the future?
Of course not. Not after that. Coming into my house, disrespecting me, my business, the WWE. I don't play that crap, Tyson Fury.
Do you expect...
Now that was immediately after his first time getting shown to the back. He ran back out and enticed Tyson Fury to have a main event fight with him. So before we go any further, I wanted to bring a replay from last week that I played on here to this week, because in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the biggest announcement that was taking place for Crown Jewel, the undefeated Tyson Fury will go one-on-one with Braun Strowman inside Crown Jewel. We're going to have more about this, but I want you guys to hear the replay from last week and know what's going on, so stay tuned. The following is a special presentation presented by WWE's YouTube channel, and I want to give a thank you to Tyson Fury and Braun Strowman and the video creators at WWE for this great sound you're about to hear. As announced for Crown Jewel, there'll be two big matches, but here is the first announcement.
News news broke just moments before this press conference today that Cain Velasquez retired from UFC and is now signed to WWE. How huge of an acquisition is that for us?
It's big. You know, whenever you can get a level of athlete like a Cain Velasquez, it's a Ronda Rousey moment. It's a, you know, us doing this with Tyson Fury, but at a different level. He is now a WWE superstar. He is now fully engaged with us. It's phenomenal. Household name, amazing. The biggest thing for me is world-class athletes. Right, to be able to take WWE to that next level of athleticism, and when you talk about somebody like Cain Velasquez, the elite of the elite, right? And so getting him to be a part of WWE is huge.
Well, Cain and Brock, of course, have met before, but this is Brock's home, so who do you think is going to have the advantage?
I would put it on Lesnar. You know, if you look at Ronda's transition into WWE as the example, there were moments where your instincts aren't what they need to be for this, right? There are instincts where the rules of MMA don't apply here. When, you know, weapons become involved or anything else, there's just moments in time that it will become clear to Cain Velasquez that he is in Brock's world. You go in the water, the fish has the advantage. And he is now we have a big shark here named Brock Lesnar. And Cain Velasquez just jumped into his pool and he bites hard.
Yeah. Well, these were two huge marquee matches that were announced today. A lot of personalities up there. So what do you think the WWE Universe can expect?
Well, I've just spent a good part of the last week with Tyson Fury in Orlando at the Performance Center. You know, he is, when you talk about the dedication that it takes to be a pro at the highest level, to be the linear world heavyweight champion like Tyson Fury, that's as much a dedication as it takes. And he is the kind of guy that has now said, okay, for this period of time, I'm in the WWE. I'm going to take that level of laser focus and dedication and apply it to WWE. It was harder for me to get him to not do stuff than it was to get him to try to do anything. He wanted to do everything and wanted to do it now. And I kept having to tell everybody, like, pull him back, don't let him do that yet, pull him back, you know, you know somebody's got to ride the thoroughbred and pull the reins. So that level of dedication is going to make him be phenomenal. He is not looking to walk into WWE and kind of just have, oh, I'm going to have a moment and I'll punch Braun Strowman in the head one time and then I'll leave and, you know, make a paycheck. He's looking to make an impact on the world, and he's looking to raise his stakes in the world. Like he has said, he's custom made for American television, right? He wants to...
Humble too.
Yes. He wants to come in here and be a WWE superstar. He's like Ronda. He wants to come in here and win everybody over that goes, why they brought a boxer into WWE? Why? He wants to prove why he's here. Been a fan since he was a kid, loves this, and wants to do it and make every WWE superstar go, man, Tyson Fury really put something into this, and I'm as impressed and want to see him again.
So now I'm going to bring you the draft, and this is all that I know for right now. And here's how it rounds out for night number two. In round one, Seth Rollins got drafted to Raw, and Brock Lesnar joins the team on SmackDown. Charlotte Flair goes to Raw, SmackDown gets The New Day, and Akira to Andrade with Selena gets Raw. The Kabuki Warriors took round two for Raw. Daniel Bryant goes to SmackDown. Rusev stays on Raw. Bayley goes to SmackDown. Aleister Black comes to Raw. And in round three, Cedric Alexander and goes to Raw. Shinsuke Nakamura stays on SmackDown. Humberto Carrillo stays on Raw. Ally stays on SmackDown. Eric Rowan comes to Raw. Buddy Murphy goes to Raw. SmackDown gets Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Jinder Mahal goes to Raw. Carmella joins the SmackDown team. Raw gets R-Truth. Samoa Joe's on Raw. SmackDown gets The Miz. Akira Tozawa stays on Raw. And SmackDown gets The King, Corbin. And Shelton Benjamin goes to Raw. Rey Mysterio goes to Raw. SmackDown gets Shorty Gable. And Raw also gets Titus O'Neil. And the guy that music forgot, Elias, goes to SmackDown. And Liv Morgan stays on Raw. The first round of SmackDown's draft, taking place on Friday, in the first night of the draft pick, took place last Friday, and this was how it rolled out. The Raw got Becky Lynch, SmackDown got Roman Reigns, and the only group that matters, the OC, goes to Raw. SmackDown picked up The Fiend, Bray Wyatt. Raw got Drew McIntyre. Raw got Randy Orton. SmackDown got Sasha Banks. And Raw got Ricochet. And SmackDown got Braun Strowman. Raw got Bobby Lashley. Raw also got Alexa Bliss. SmackDown got Lacey Evans. Raw got Kevin Owens. SmackDown got The Revival. Raw got Natalya. In round 4, Raw got the Viking Raiders, which won the tag team title match on Monday Night Raw last night. And Lucha House Party goes to SmackDown. Nikki Cross goes to Raw. The SmackDown Heavy Machinery joins the team. The Street Profits go to Raw. And that is all I know from this week's draft. We're going to find out more on WWE Backstage, premiering tonight on FS1 at 7:30, 8:30 p.m. my time. Check your local listings for that. Also, it'll be hosted by Renee Young and Booker T, so stay tuned for that. We'll also get the final updates coming up in the next segment for the Crown Jewel pay-per-view matchups.